All right, fire away.
How do you kind of handle this week contingency-wise, not knowing what you got with Odell?
We put a plan together to attack Minnesota's defense. They're a good, sound defense, well-coached. They play hard, have some depth, and if we have Odell, we'll have a plan for it. If not, we'll move forward that way as well.
So you have two plans? I think you said this last
time. We have one plan, but we have contingency plans based off of our personnel.
You haven't heard one way or another if he's going to be available yet?
I have not, no.
What's your take on, a lot's obviously going on in that game. You've got a lot to do with calling plays. You got a player who is, having a problem there. How did you handle it, and what went into your thinking and handling of that game?
Well, I'll give you my take on it. We work in a professional environment, and when something gets personal that way, it affects the entire offense. Obviously, it affected Odell's performance. And affected the offensive performance and became a distraction. Unfortunate, and it can't happen. We can't let a personal battle take away from our professional environment. And it shined a negative light on the organization, and we can't let that happen. With that being said, 3.5 hours on a Sunday afternoon, Odell made some bad decisions and got caught up in that personal battle. And, he made some bad decisions. That's not, a 3.5 hour window, you can't, in my opinion, attack a young man's character. He's still a high character young man. We're going to have his back. He's a member of the Giant family, our family. And, it's unfortunate that it happened, but we got to learn from it. We got to move on. And it's a big game this week.
Do you have any direct communication with him during the game about what was going on or since?
Yeah, I had a couple quick, you have quick conversations during the game and then one at halftime. But, each time I approached him, he was being coached and responding to coaching. And I went on the field and some things happened there that were unfortunate.
Did you think of taking him off the field at any point?
There were conversations being made during the course of the game, yes.
So he wasn't what went into him not coming off the field?
That's in-game communication that's going to stay in-house.
Okay. You think he will grow from this?
Absolutely. Like I said, he's a high-character young man who during a three-hour, three-and-a-half-hour window on Sunday, you let it snowball him, made some bad decisions, and couldn't pull himself out of it. And it's unfortunate that it happened the way it did. But towards the end of the game, started playing better and refocused, re-energized himself, and made a play there that was big for us on fourth down at the end of the game.
You say he was responding to coaching. Is it a different guy on the sideline, and all of a sudden he goes on the field?
Each time I approached him, and each time I took a look over between series, when you're calling the game, you have a hard time, you don't watch one player. There are certain things you have to do. You have to call the game before you call the game, and your eyes go to certain spots based on what you're doing. But during the course of the game, when we were off the field, I was, working with Eli on the sideline, then coming over and either speaking with Odell or, checking in on him from afar. And he was responding to coach and talking about the game, seemed settled down and was focused on trying to get the ball in his hand.
What do you as his offensive coordinator or coach of his do to sort of make sure that this doesn't happen again and that doesn't sort of escalate as the game progresses to the point where now you're without your best one of your
well,
best
we were,
players?
We were all aware going into the game it was going to be a high-octane situation. We were aware of that going in, and we had discussions multiple times, and something happened there in pregame, and something happened early in the game, and it snowballed on all of us.
Yeah. Just looking back on Eli's interception late in the end zone, what was going on? Did Nick's slip? Was that part of it, or just was it an ill-advised throw?
The ball was out of his hand before he slipped, but what happened is, Eli's eyes went to the right. He had to extend the play, so he kind of moved. He got to throw the ball away a little bit earlier. He was trying to actually throw the ball away, and he, there was some contact there at the end that it made it look like he was throwing the ball up for grabs, and that wasn't the case. And then Nick slipped, and it was, you know, it was an error that could have been avoided if we just got either came out of the pocket, scrambled early, and had a chance to extend the play on the perimeter or just throw it away earlier.
Right.
Listen to his time clock there and instead of trying to do too much from the pocket.
So he was trying to throw it out of the end zone. He just didn't get enough on it because it looked like someone was bearing down on him.
Yeah, he was trying to throw the ball away and didn't have a chance to put enough juice on it.
You lost your fullback. He's on injured reserve now. Where do you sort of move from there?
We have plenty of big people that can block people. So we're going to use all hands on deck like we always do, and we'll have a plan for it.
You open to using it by big people, offensive linemen, or more tight ends probably?
We're going to use all hands on deck this week.
Tom seemed to give him some credit for the improvement in the run game the last couple of weeks. Smith specifically mentioned his work as a lead blocker the last couple of weeks. Had that been better than you had seen prior?
Yes, he's taken a step forward. It's an unfortunate injury.
Will Ty been a pleasant surprise?
He's doing some things well. He's progressing. He's definitely seems like he's turning into one of Eli's favorite targets in the offense. He can finish better in the run game, and then we'll need to do that this week.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.